Applying to college can be challenging and stressful under normal circumstances, but the pandemic has made this year anything but normal. Up next on Teaching Gwinnett, what students and parents should know about applying to college in a COVID-19 world, why there is no reason to stress, and another edition of Did You Know? All that's next on Teaching Gwinnett. Hello and welcome to Teaching Gwinnett. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Demetria Williams, the Director of Advisement and Counseling for Gwinnett County Public Schools, and Joanna Key, Career Academy Specialist at Lanier High School. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you, Bernard. Glad to be here.
Dr. Williams, I'm going to start with you. How has your job and your team's job changed because of the pandemic?
Bernard, the Office of Advisement and Counseling, we really focus on supporting our school counselors in the work that they do every single day to be there and provide a service for their students. So our work, as far as our role and what our purpose is, has not changed. Maybe our delivery has changed. We've gone from being able to do more in-person, face-to-face activities to having to shift to a more virtual environment for many of our things, such as staff development, any of our meetings, back-to-school meetings that we have for school councils and things of that nature. So we have shifted some of what our delivery to accommodate the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic and need to remain socially distant. But outside of that, our work continues and our purpose to do what we can to support counselors as they support the teaching and learning that happens in their schools every single day.
Well, what is the biggest adjustment you and your team have had to make because of the pandemic?
For us in the Office of Advisement and Counseling, I would say for counselors in general in any school, it's just having to adjust from being that in-person where you have the opportunity usually to engage and interact in a different level. Is more personable and engaging when you are in the room with a person, invisible and physically with them, to shift to having to do all of this social distance and what that all means. We've had to step outside of our comfort zones. All of us who went into education, if you really think back, our preparation programs did not prepare us to have to deal with the pandemic and to have to shift our educational delivery style. And we have gone from being able to interact and engage with students and families in person to now how do we still do that and provide this service of quality and intent and making sure we're still meeting their needs as we work to navigate this hybrid model that Gwinnett County Public Schools is currently in, where you have some in-person students, some students that who are virtual, and ensuring that there is not a discrepancy between the level of delivery and services that they are being provided.
So this makes it more challenging, makes it harder to do your job?
It does increase the challenge because we had to enhance our skill set in some areas. I can say, for example, the platforms that we're now using to support students in the virtual environment, from Zoom to Google Meet to whatever those particular platforms, enhancing our e-class pages and how we are then interacting with students. So we had to go through a learning curve for many of us, myself included, where I was not as familiar with some of the tools that we are now very familiar with as we continue to work to provide the service for our students. So we have had to rise to the challenges, you would say, as we are all in these uncharted waters and learning what we need to do to continue to do the best job possible.
Communication is always important, but it is especially important now that, you know, students and all students, I should say, aren't in school. You don't get a chance to see students every day. So what have you done to sort of fill that gap to make sure the students and their parents are as up to date and are as connected as they need to be?
Well, we have, from our office, we really did encourage counselors to look and utilize the tools and resources that are at their disposal at their local school. Many schools have a variety of social media outlets that they use to communicate with students and families. It was very important to ensure that knowing how to reach the counselor, how to schedule an appointment, what their office hours are, and things of that nature were clearly communicated. So making sure that you have this included on your webpage, counselor's webpage, the overall school's webpage, each counseling department, you have e-class pages for the department, making sure it's on there. And then really looking at your presence and the communication that is shared with parents. Schools have newsletters. Is there a section in there for school counseling to make sure they're continuing to share that information? Some of the platforms that some of our schools are using, and I know Joanna is very familiar with it, SCORE, and using that as a means to communicate with seniors as it relates to college and applications and things of that nature. So any platform, from email to phone calls, which is still something that we use even before the pandemic, and just increasing the opportunities to make sure that we are engaging with our students and families and all the means that they too are familiar with.
Well, there have been a lot of changes in terms of what students need to do to get prepared for college, what colleges and universities are requiring and what they aren't. How do you keep up to date and then communicate those changes to your counselors?
I will answer from what I understand, and I do believe Joanna will be able to attest this as well. It really is, counselors, we are a member of a variety of group email groups, so we make sure that we stay current with organizations such as College Board, ACT. When you're looking at the University System of Georgia, the Technical College System of Georgia, as they send out updates as it relates to college admissions for their organizations. Also, there are organizations such as the National Association for College Admission Counseling, NACAC, that you may be familiar with, that sends out a variety of information. So we make sure that we stay current with those organizations, get on their email list and blast so we can get that information. And then we use all those means we just discussed, our social media outlets, our email blasts. Now we can also do phone blasts and making sure that parents and students are current and up to date with what's going on.
What is the message that you share with students and parents who are concerned, if not panicking, about the college application process?
My first message will be take a deep breath, start early, and identifying what colleges that you're interested in and starting the application process as soon as possible, making sure that you are connecting with the individuals who can support you through that, and particularly your school counselors and college and career specialists, getting your checklist, checking things off as soon as possible, and going through the list of all the activities that you need to complete to ensure that your applications are in on time, including applying for scholarships and looking at all those avenues in which you will be able to pay for it. So it's going to say take a deep breath and then utilize the resources that we have in here in Gwinnett County Public Schools that are going to be able to support you through that process, starting with your school counselors and college and career specialists.
So I would imagine that even though that all the students aren't at school in person, your counselors and advisors are still available. It's just a different way of going about reaching them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes back to that communication and knowing how to get in touch with them and making sure that we're being transparent in how to reach out to our counselors. And counselors also sometimes are very intentional as we learn about scholarship opportunities and ensuring that students who meet the criteria know about those scholarships. For example, Quest Bridge or Posse and things of that nature. Gates Millennium has also had their application deadline. So we make sure that we engage students who are eligible for these particular opportunities. And when you're looking at things for as college, just doing what you need to do to get ahead of the game and not do your absolute best not to wait until the last minute, because the earlier you start, the better for you and the smoother the process can go for everyone.
Dr. Williams, thank you for that insightful information. But don't go anywhere. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, our conversation with Joanna Key about what it's been like counseling students during this pandemic. Stick around.
Wash your hands! First, you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
I want to welcome back Joanna Key to the program. She is the Career Academy Specialist at Lanier High School. And Joanna, I want to ask you, what has your job been like during the pandemic?
Well, it has been a whole new world. We have been able to engage students in different ways. So we're not just sitting face-to-face anymore, but initially we were only meeting with students digitally. So all counselors, I would say, across the district have had to increase their technology skills and be a little more tech savvy in order to reach students. But another challenge, I would say, is that we are having to set up not only our face-to-face spaces and offices so that people are distanced, but we're also having to communicate now with masks on. And so when we have our students in front of us or in our offices, we want to make sure we can communicate effectively. So just managing our expectations, taking a day-by-day approach to the changing climate, and just making sure our students know that we really are here for them, that we support them and we care about them, no matter if they're back in the building taking classes or at home behind the computer, just making sure they know that the counseling team has their back and we are here for them.
Have you found yourself having to do a lot more outreach in terms of poking students who you may not have heard from in a while?
Yes, definitely. We have a team of counselors that actually make sure that students that are off track, they will actually reach out and meet with those students and try to be a little more proactive with them, especially during this time where students might be at home and we're not hearing from them. We've had to use the phone a lot more, and we just use multiple platforms. I believe Dr. Williams mentioned this earlier, but the beauty of this technology age that we're in is we can use our platforms of e-class, we can send out notifications in SCORE, and we are just making sure that every place students look, that they know how to reach us and that we make sure that we're emailing, calling, and that there's multiple ways that they can be reached.
Generally speaking, how have your students been able to handle this very unique situation?
Well, I would say our students are very resilient. I think maybe the adults were a little more apprehensive at first than the students. A lot of our students, upon returning to the building, were just very ecstatic to be here and ready to learn. And I think we're just in a great school and a great district, and a lot of our students have just been super resilient. I think there was an adjustment period with the mask at first, especially we brought freshmen back to the building first. And so you imagine it's your first day of high school ever, and you return to a building where you have to stay apart from people and wear your mask. So there was a little bit of an adjustment, but our faculty and staff made sure to stand out in the halls and greet them with waves and smiles through our eyes because they can't see our faces, and just to try to welcome them. But our students are very strong, and I would say as the weeks have gone on, the noise level in the building's a little higher. It was super quiet at first. And then even our digital learning students are reaching out virtually with their needs, and we're hearing from them, and I think we are reaching them. So they're doing a great job.
For the students who are learning digitally, how have they been handling not being able to maybe come by your office if they have a question or get that extra attention that they might need?
Well, we have easily set up ways for them to make appointments with us via Zoom is very popular. Some students will do phone calls still, but we'll use Zoom or Google Meet, and we have office hours and students can pop on during that time, or they can set a designated time with us. So that has actually worked. I've had some students tell me they actually feel more comfortable sometimes being at home behind their computer meeting with their teachers and counselors. So we are doing that, and we are reaching out to them and sending them all the scholarship announcements, all of the college visits. We're setting those things up virtually. So all our college reps are coming to us, and we do Zooms for both in person and students at home. So we are making sure they feel just as involved in this process and making sure they're be able to reach us anytime.
So what has the engagement been like with your students? Is it less, more, or about the same as it would be under, quote, normal circumstances?
It has increased. I would say initially it was pretty low, the engagement. And I think as now students are adapting, we have a really strong schedule now where they're meeting with their teachers live each period. So now they have a little more idea of what to expect during the day. And then they can find that time to even meet with their counselor or come to a college session during their advisement time. So it has increased. But I would say initially it was pretty low and we had to work on that and build that outreach system. And now we're seeing a little more activity, especially from those online students.
What is the biggest misconception students and or parents have about the college application process during this pandemic?
Well, I would say initially we have parents that are trying to stay just as we are on top of all the changes. And so things have changed a lot from week to week and month to month. So I don't know if that's a misconception, but we just have to make sure you are getting the latest college information because it changes. But I would say a misconception is that that it's just going to be super easy to get into college or that you can delay because of the pandemic. And I would say it's going to be easier. Students do not have to take, for a lot of our colleges in Georgia and nationwide, the ACT and SAT are not a requirement. So that's been kind of a breather for our students, but it doesn't mean it's any easier. We tell our students you still need to make great grades senior year, and you still want to make sure you're involved as much as possible, even virtually if it looks differently. And making sure students go ahead and apply now and fill out that FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid, because the earlier they apply for that funding, the more funds that are available. And that includes their grants, loans, and scholarships. So I just try to make sure parents are aware, like, let's make sure we're staying on top of the college application part, because earlier is still better.
And you may have just answered it right there, but what do you tell students who may be feeling that anxiety about the application process?
Well, I have really tried to encourage students to just take a deep breath. I think Dr. Williams said that earlier. Take a deep breath, relax, and just take it one day at a time and focus on what they can do now. And I would say, ultimately, this is a great time for college admissions because they are colleges are looking at the whole application this year. Previously, they may have sorted students by SAT, ACT scores and GPAs. This year, they're going to read the essays. They're going to see how COVID or the pandemic has impacted your family. Has there been any social justice issues that students have been exposed to? So I've told my students, please make sure that you really take advantage of expressing your whole self in these applications because they are truly looking at the whole package this year. So that is encouraging for our students and letting them know flexibility is key and the colleges have become a little more flexible during this season.
And what can students do to put themselves in the best possible situation to apply for college?
I would say stay involved and stay plugged in, communicate with your counselor, as well as stay involved in the clubs and organizations that you have in your high school. I know here we are meeting with both hybrid environment. We will have students that Zoom into the club meeting, as well as students that attend in person if socially distant and able to. And so club involvement, volunteerism, that may look differently. It may be more innovative where you're working and doing something behind your computer. Stay involved. And the key thing is keep your grades high during senior year. And I would say making sure that you finish strong. And also just know that your local schools will host Apply to College events virtually, college sessions where you can meet with counselors from colleges just with your peers from your high school. So stay tuned into those opportunities and you'll have plenty of opportunities to apply for colleges.
All right. Well, Joanna and Dr. Williams, stand by. I can't let you go yet. We're going to take one last quick break. And when we return, it'll be time for another edition of Did You Know?
They say it takes a village to raise a child. The GCPS Foundation takes that to heart. Our goal is to provide support for every student and teacher in Gwinnett County through grants, scholarships, and more. We want to improve student achievement and empower the teachers who make it happen. To believe in the promise of Gwinnett is to be a part of it. We ask for your support. Be a part of the present. Be a part of the future. The future starts here. Make your donation today.
Welcome back. It's time for my favorite part of the show, which is called Did You Know? Did You Know is a series of multiple choice and/or true or false questions about the school district. The hope is at the end of Did You Know, our listeners will have learned some interesting facts. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. True or false? In the 2019-2020 school year, Lanier High School was named an AP Honor School. Joanna, is that true or false?
That is true.
You're exactly right. Lanier High School was one of four GCPS schools to earn recognition in six categories. Question number two. Last fall, the American School Counselor Association named the School Counselor of the Year for 2020. Dr. Williams, who won and where does she work?
Oh, I do know that one. That is our outstanding Laura Ross, and she is a counselor at Five Forks Middle School.
Excellent. Question number three. What percentage of students who graduated last year plan to attend college? A, 81.5%, B, 76.5%, or C, 68.5%? Either one of you can answer.
81.5%.
Correct. All right, guys. Here is the final question. This is the hardest one yet, so I hope you ate your Wheaties this morning. You ready, ladies?
Ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Would you rather live without music or without television?
Could you repeat that question?
Would you rather live without music or without television?
I can answer. Would definitely live without television.
I was going to say the same thing. I can go without television.
Okay, is that because you're just not into television, or is it because you just love music?
I think it's because of the current times I'm having to disconnect from the television to maintain my happiness.
And then music is therapy. So
yes, music is therapy.
Life. So I would much rather have music for the rest of my life than television.
Ladies, thank you so much for stopping by and providing valuable insight into what counseling is like in the middle of a pandemic, and for letting our parents and students know what they should be doing to get ready for college. And that is going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. You can find us on the GCPS home webpage, the Apple Podcast app, Google Play Music, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please subscribe. Until next time, so long.